Tuesday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. You can all weep with you.
And this Saturday is for you, Laura and Chandler. Welcome to the program at 1-888-767-4348.
Thank you.
1-888 Rosie,
yeah,
for you.
Laura.
Go
and
ahead.
I talked to Rosie about painting my exterior of the house last week. Rosie told me to call Arizona Painting Company. Good recommendation. They come out and I decided to go with them. I just have one more question for Rosie.
Okay.
With a flat finish, when you rub your finger on there, you got some powdery stuff on your hands. And from what I understand, a little bit sheen or the higher degree of sheen is the degree of durability will be a little bit better. Like sometimes I want to hose down the lower wall because stucco collects a lot of dust.
Right.
And especially the front pop out part if I'm going to hose it down.
Okay.
So I would like to ask you, if I use a satin instead of flat, so when I hose it down, it will not take the paint away. That's for number two. Number one, for durability and easier to clean.
Okay. Well, Laura, we don't generally add much sheen to an exterior paint job. There are some paint companies that will tell you that you add that gloss to it to add durability to the paint. I'm not convinced that that really works. And I think adding sheen to an exterior reduces the... I don't know. I just don't like the look of it. If you have Arizona Paint Company on site and they're getting ready to paint it, I would, on my own house, use a flat exterior, 100% acrylic. And that will take an occasional hosing off just fine without any problems at all. The sheens were made for the satin, the eggshell, the high gloss were made for interior bathroom and kitchen applications that you might need to be cleaning off more often than needed. But with a good 100% acrylic exterior flat, you can hose that off several times a year, and you can expect to be getting about 7 to 10 years out of it before it needs to be repainted again.
And I don't know the name of it, but the paint line, but they do have a paint line from Sherwin-Williams that they're offering. If it's double coated, it comes with a 10-year warranty.
And it has a little bit of a sheen to it.
And,
it does.
But I will tell you, at a certain amount of time after that 10 years, no matter what kind of paint is out there, you're going to get chalking on it. That chalkiness is a matter of how long it's been exposed to the sun. Better the paint, the longer it'll take to get there. So,
Miss Laura, I hope that helps.
But you got to call us back now when it's all done and tell us what you think about your finished product. We appreciate you calling.
One of the most popular questions we had asked this week was, will a fresh paint job cover the smell of cigarette smoke inside this house I bought? Probably not. That smell permeates everything. The carpet, the upholstery.
Whatever top surface is on there, furniture, depending on what kind of countertops, any tile grout. So it takes a lot more than that. We have a great article at rosieonthehouse.com that talks through everything and the cleaning that you'll want to do with trisodium phosphate. You can apply Kills primer over the top surface before you paint, and that'll help lock it in. When you're done scrubbing, even putting air purifiers in there. So it's a pretty big job. The best way is just, you know, that that shouldn't be done indoors. for that reason, it's a very expensive process getting that removed. We've got Ken next on the line, wants to talk about water filtration. 1-888-767-4348. As we clear a call, that's a perfect opportunity to jump on the line and get in queue. Ken, welcome.
Hey guys, how's it going? Yeah, I got a quick question. My water softening unit on my house went out, and I've been thinking on my side to rip that out. I've also got a reverse osmosis under the sink that needs to be the filter switched out once a year. And I'm leaning towards a whole house water filter system, and my wife's convinced we need to stick with a water softening unit. And I guess it's kind of personal preference, but can you guide me? I mean, I know water softeners are better for pipes typically, correct?
It takes the hard minerals out of the water, so it's not only better for the pipes, but it's better for your laundry, your clothes. It's better for your skin when you're taking a shower. I mean, it's anything you use water for, it's better for. So it's a something we absolutely encourage all homeowners to invest in, is a whole house water softener. And then with the RO filter that you put underneath the kitchen sink, that's then your purified drinking water, because you don't want to drink RO water. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Softened water. There's nothing necessarily really wrong with it. It just kind of leaves a different taste. So then the RO brings it perfectly down to H2O. To bring your whole house to that water purified level, that's pretty expensive and pretty overkill, but it's doable.